You guys are blessed. Amen. So, such a blessing to be here this morning. And we want to thank Pastor Mike and Pastor Diane for allowing us to be here, inviting us to show up today. What a blessing it is. Now, he told you that he has known my wife pretty much all of her life, since she was an infant. He has not known me that long. Because I'm not as old as they are. Hello? But they did. As a matter of fact, when we were coming through town, my wife was looking around and she said she remembered coming to Siloam with her parents and to come over to church here back when the church was in a storefront building. You come a long way. Amen?
Yeah.
I said, you come a long way. And we are just excited. I want to tell you that this is my wife. And Pastor referred to her as Shandle. When he said that, I looked around. Because that's not what I call her. Our grandchildren call her Gigi. I have gotten in the habit of calling her Gigi. Except when I'm angry with her. And I'm in church, so I can't tell you what I call her. So I may refer to her this morning as Gigi. And I will tell you that all across the state, everywhere we go, and the youth camps that we have done, and all of that, she is called Gigi. And so don't get confused this morning. It's kind of like, you know, some folks call it the Holy Ghost, and some folks call it the Holy Spirit. It's one and the same. Okay, so if he calls her Shandle and I call her Gigi, it's the same person, all right? Is that okay? All right. Hey, would you go with me this morning to the book of Genesis? And I want to talk to you for just a little bit this morning from there. We will be speaking tonight if anyone shows up. And be speaking tonight, I'll share a little bit more about our ministry and what we do in the body of Christ. Maybe this evening, but Pastor Mike told me that y'all are used to getting out around 11:30. Amen. Whatever. Go to Genesis chapter number 1. I want to read 4 words. And then I want to share with you what God has put on my heart. Hallelujah. Father God, we love you. Thank you, Jesus. Genesis chapter 1 and verse number 1. Are you ready?
Ready.
In the beginning, God.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Good enough.
In the beginning, God. Wow.
Yeah.
Father, I love you.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I praise you and I thank you and I lift you up, for you alone are worthy to be praised.
Thank you, Jesus.
For this great facility, that this place that has stood the test of time, has been a beacon to this community, has been a refuge for her people.
Oh Lord, we love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, we love you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
From this moment on, no longer me but thee. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody says amen.
Amen.
Amen. Would you give him a hand clap of praise as you sit? Hallelujah. Give me just a minute. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we love you, Jesus.
Wow, in the beginning, God.
Yeah.
Every culture believes in a higher power. You can go nowhere in history. You can look and study any civilization from the beginning of time, and you will find that somewhere along the way, they began to worship something bigger than themselves.
Right.
Yeah. Every culture, they began to acknowledge something that was bigger than themselves. Uh-huh. Amen?
Right.
Even atheists, even the atheist people, although they do not recognize it as God, they still believe in a power bigger than themselves. Mm-hmm. They may not believe in creation as it is in the Bible, but they believe that there was a big bang that caused life to come into the world. So they actually do believe in something bigger than themselves. Hello? History records that all people groups have developed and they have nurtured their own supreme beings. Mm-hmm. From the Greeks and from the Romans, we get Zeus and Hermes and Athena and Apollo and Poseidon and Hercules.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Amen. As a matter of fact, in Hinduism believes in 330 separate gods.
Yeah.
Huh? We in Christianity, we marvel that the God that we serve can be triune, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And the Hindus believe in 330 separate, 330 million separate gods. Hello?
Yeah.
Come on. Come on, would you like to, how would you like if Pastor Mike was to have to get up here one Sunday and explain 330 different sides of Jehovah?
Yeah.
Y'all wouldn't get out till at least 11:45. Amen?
Yeah.
I said amen? Hey, Buddhism believes that we each have the ability to become God in and of ourselves. We die, and according to the karma that we have built up, we come back as another being. Either we have evolved or we have revolved. We either move forward or we move behind. But we just keep living, and we keep dying, and we keep regenerating until we ourselves step over into Godhood. Amen? A few years ago, I was working, and in my job, I was doing service work at a motel down in Brinkley, Arkansas. And so I got to know the people that owned it. And I asked her one day, I said, "So what is your name?" And she told me, she said, "You cannot say our Indian name. So call us Sam and Pam." And so one day I was doing work and I noticed that on their wall was this picture of this lady in traditional Indian garb. I'm not talking about Indians from Oklahoma. I'm talking about Indians from India.
Yeah.
And she had on that traditional garb, you know, the flowing robes and the gold things that hang off of it. And she was there and she had her hands up kind of like this. And right in the middle of her forehead, she had a red dot. And I got up real close to kind of look at her, and I realized that the red dot, Chris, was not actually on her forehead, but it was actually on the outside of the glass of that picture frame. Someone had plucked their finger, got a drop of blood, and had placed it in the middle of her forehead. So I went to Pam and I said, "Pam, I said, is this your mother? Is this your mother-in-law? Is this your sister? Who is this?" And she said, "Oh no, Daddy, that is our God." And I said, "Hmm." And she said, "As a matter of fact, she lives in New York City." I said, "New York City? My goodness, wouldn't it be horrible this morning to know that the God you serve lives in a city, Candy, that is like New York City? I'm glad this morning that I do not serve a God that dwells in a place as close to hell as New York City. But I serve a God this morning that sits high in the heavens. Amen. He sits in a tranquil place and he looks over the earth." Come on. Amen. We serve a God this morning
Yes, sir.
If you go on and read from the book of Genesis, from where I read today, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And with His word, He spoke and
yes,
said,
sir.
Let there be light. I want you to know that we do not serve a God who dwells close to hell, but we serve a God that lives in a heaven. And from that heaven one day, He stepped into the chaos that was found in this world.
Yes,
and His presence caused the chaos to flee.
Yes,
His presence caused
yeah.
the chaos to leave. And if you are living a chaotic life today, I'm here this morning to tell you that there is a God
yeah.
who is able to speak to your chaos and bring peace and bring joy and bring happiness.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Give Him a praise if you believe that.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
When we talk about those civilizations, in almost every case, when you talk about those civilizations and you talk about those, the God showed up after the people. Amen? Civilization began. The people group began. And then as they went along, at some point in their history, they begin to worship a God.
Right.
Hmm?
Yeah.
In other words, the people are not created by the God, but the God is created by the people.
Come on. Come on.
Come on. Let me say that again. The people are not created by the God,
yeah.
but the God is created by the people.
Come on.
But things are different in Christianity. Amen.
Amen.
I said things are different for those of us that live according to the Bible. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Jehovah, the God of the Bible, was there before creation.
Yeah.
In other words, He was not created to explain what man could not.
Right. Yeah,
but Jehovah was here before there was even a question.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Come on, amen.
Yeah,
I said He was there. All other gods are created to explain the unexplainable. But Jehovah was the answer before there was even a question.
No.
Oh, I wish somebody would catch that this
yeah.
morning. I said Jehovah was the answer before there was even a question.
Yes, sir.
In the beginning, God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I said before man ever began to wonder what in the world is going on, God was already there.
Yes,
before Adam ever blinked his eyes and began to wonder, where am I? God was already there.
Come on,
amen. Before this world was ever framed, before the stars ever began to circle the sun, God was already there. I want to tell you this morning, before you entered the trial you're going through now, God was already there. Before your relationship became rocky, God was already there. Before that health crisis and the doctor looked at you and said, we're going to have to operate or it's hopeless, God was already there. Come on. This morning I want you to know we serve a God that is the answer to every question that you have
Amen.
In your life.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Listen, because these false gods were created by man, every time he came across something he didn't understand, he would create another god.
Come on.
Huh?
Yeah, come on.
And so maybe, let's see, maybe they needed sunshine. They would just create a god of the sun. And they would sacrifice to that god.
Uh-huh.
And maybe the sun shined too much. They offered too many sacrifices to the sun. So they would create a rain god.
Uh-huh.
And they would sacrifice to that rain god. And now it would rain. Come on.
Come on.
And maybe their crops died. So they would create and they would sacrifice to the God of the harvest. Maybe there was sickness. They would sacrifice to the God of healing. And so it was that they were constantly running from God to God. I've got to run over here and I've got to make this God happy. And then I've got to run over here and I've got to make this God happy. And then I've got to run back morning that's just sick and tired of running to and fro, trying to find happiness and trying to find joy in your life? Well, I want you to know this morning that there is a place you can go. He is the one place you can go. You don't have to keep running from here to there, seeking and searching. I hear my Bible preaching to me this morning as he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There is just one way to the Father, and that is by me. This morning I want you to know he's God. Amen. He was God in the beginning, and he's God right now.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Way of glory.
Hallelujah.
I'm trying to be good because Pastor asked me if he could video this. And I'm trying to be good. Amen. Because I have a tendency to run off camera. Amen.
That's okay. Preach.
So is there anybody here that would just volunteer to run for me?
Go ahead. Run.
Come on. Amen. Amen. Listen. Every time he needed to explain something, he would just create another God. And so if something didn't go according to plan, he just up and got him another God to serve. Imagine how it would be if every time something went wrong, you had to search for another answer.
Yeah, come on.
But the God of the Bible,
yes, sir,
is God all by himself.
Yes, he is.
Amen. I hear my Bible, Isaiah 45:5. I said, Isaiah 45:5 says, I am the Lord, and there is none else.
Yes.
There is no other God beside me.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. There is no other God. He is God on this platform, and he is God back at the door. He is God in the ambient corner, and he's God all over the floor. I know God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, and he always will be God.
Amen. Yes, sir.
He's God in the Father. He's God in the Son. He's God in the Holy Ghost. He's God all three in one.
Yeah.
I know God is God. God don't ever change. I know God is God. And he always will be God. Who believes that?
Hallelujah.
Woo.
Praise God.
I said, who believes that?
Amen. Yes. God is God.
He is God. Amen. Over in the book of Genesis. Oh, excuse me, the book of Exodus. Or in the book of Exodus, God told Moses, go tell Pharaoh to let my people go.
Mm-hmm.
Moses had been raised up in Pharaoh's house.
Yeah.
So he was either speaking to his stepbrother or his uncle when he went to see Pharaoh. And so he knew that the Egyptians served 400 gods. And he said, God, I can't just show up and tell them that God sent me. They're going to ask me, which God?
Yeah. Come on.
And God said, you tell them, I am. I am.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Come on. Preach.
Moses said, really?
Uh-huh.
You is?
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
He said, yes, I am. I am. Oh, said, I know you is, but what is you?
Yeah. Come on.
Come on.
Preach.
Because they're going to ask. And God said, you go tell Pharaoh, I am. In other words, he was saying, I am whatever you need.
Yes,
come on.
Yes.
Whatever you need. That is exactly what I am. Come on, somebody.
Yeah, come on.
He is whatever you need him to be. Come on. I said he is Jehovah Elohim, the eternal creator.
Yeah.
He is Jehovah Adonai, the Lord our sovereign. He is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. He is Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. He is Jehovah Mechadiscum, the Lord our sanctifier. He is Jehovah Shammah, this morning. I want you to know He's Jehovah Rohi, the Lord my shepherd. He's Jehovah Eloheinu, the Lord our God. He is Jehovah Elohika, the Lord your God. But I like this one. He is Jehovah Elohim, the Lord my God. Oh, aren't you glad you know Him? Whatever you need for Him to be, that's what He is.
Amen.
He is God.
Yes, He's God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God.
Yeah.
Before time began, God was.
Yeah.
That's it. That's difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's difficult for just a simple Arkansas boy.
Yeah.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
To understand.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
It's hard for my mind, the human mind, to understand because of our concept of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
We can remember back. As far back as we can remember.
Uh-huh.
Amen?
I hear you. Yeah.
And that's our point of reference.
Yeah.
Anything that happened before, it's kind of hard for us to understand.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
We can just only remember back as far back as we can remember.
Right.
But God isn't held captive by our ability to comprehend.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen. Preach.
Isaiah 55 and 9 says, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts."
Yeah.
See, God supersedes your ability to think and to reason.
Yeah.
You try to figure out what in the world is going on, and you can only go back so far. You can only see into the future so far. But our God sees the end from the beginning,
yes,
and the beginning, yes, from the end. Amen.
Yeah. Come on.
He is not held captive. You and I think in terms of chronos time. Chronological 1 to 2 to 3 to 4. God isn't held captive by A, B, C, and D.
Yeah.
You serve a God that's able to jump from A to Z in a moment of time. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Because He is God.
Amen.
He was there in the beginning. He'll be there in the end. I wish somebody would get this.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I said He is there in the beginning. He'll be there in the end. I want you to know you serve a God that doesn't have to follow the carefully laid out plans of man. He doesn't always do it the way you thought it should be done. Come on, amen. And
yes,
He'll make a way where there seems to be no way.
Come on.
You sit down and you try to figure it out, and you get out your check. Well, we don't use checkbooks no more. You go to your bank account and you begin to look, and you see that you ain't got enough money to pay all your bills.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Yeah.
And you're like, "Well, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to send a light bill to the gas company, and the gas bill to the car note, and I'm going to send the car note to the cable company, and I'm going to send the cable company bill over to the electric company, and that ought to buy me enough time while we get that all worked out." Come on. Oh, y'all act like y'all ain't never done that before. Huh? Do y'all pay y'all's bills according to the color code? You get the white one, it's a suggestion. You get the yellow one, and you're like, "Yeah, I need to do that." Amen. You only pay the pink ones? Come on. Amen. Come on. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad y'all are all saved and blessed and highly favored. Amen. But I remember a time when Gigi and I only paid the pink ones. Come on. Amen. Come on, when we only paid the pink ones, but you sit down and you try to figure it out. How in the world is this going to work? God, you're birthing a dream inside of me. You're birthing a ministry inside of me. You're talking to me about doing stuff that I'm not even educated for. You're telling me to apply for a job, for a supervisory job at my place of work. And there's people here that's been here longer than me. What in the world are you doing? Come on. Come on, somebody. But how many knows that God doesn't have to go A, B, C, D? Amen. If it's time for you to receive your blessings, He can move everything out of the way. He can put His favor on your life. Come on, amen. And He can move you from one place to the other because He is God.
Yes, amen. Yes.
I said He's God.
He's God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God will declare you a winner when you're fighting the biggest battle of your life. Amen? Amen. He'll call you a saint when your wife knows you're a sinner. Hallelujah. Huh? That's what He does. I said, that's what He does.
Uh-huh. Come on.
Hallelujah. Listen, we're still talking about Genesis 1 and 1 in the beginning, God. Listen to what He says about Himself. Revelation 1 and verse 8. He says, I am the Alpha and the Omega.
Yeah.
Huh? The beginning and the end.
Yes.
I am the Alpha and the Omega.
Uh-huh.
The beginning. We read that in Genesis 1.
Yeah.
And the end. I am.
I am. Glory.
Huh?
Yeah.
That for all of you English scholars in here, that is a present tense verb.
Yeah.
I am. Present tense.
Glory.
Huh?
Yeah.
Not I was. I know there's some people running around who are preaching a doctrine that those things have passed away and that they're not needed anymore. I know there's a people that are running around saying that the Pentecost is no longer needed. Speaking in tongues is no longer needed. The gifts of the Spirit are no longer in operation. And those all ceased when the last apostle died. Come on, somebody. Amen. But God said, I am the same yesterday. Oh, hello. Amen. Yesterday, today, and forever. Come on, somebody now. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Notice He doesn't say He was, because He's not held captive by the past. As a matter of fact, anywhere He shows up becomes the beginning of something new.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, you missed a good place to shout right there. I said, anytime He shows up, it becomes the beginning of something new. It becomes a fresh start. It becomes an opportunity for your life to change. Not because a preacher preached, not because a singer sang, but because of His presence. Old things pass away and all things become new.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Revelation 21 and 5 says, behold, I make what? I make all things new. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. His presence, let me say this, His presence demands a new start. Come on.
Yeah.
I said His presence dictates a fresh opportunity. Come on. Amen. In His presence, old things are gone.
Wow.
And a new beginning is birthed in His presence.
Yes, amen. That's good.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Somebody in here this morning, you've been wondering, God, when is this trial going to be over? God, when is it going? When am I going to come out of the darkness and step into the light? Well, I've come to tell you this morning, weeping may endure for the night, but joy is coming in the morning. What happens in the morning? The sun rises. And I want you to know the Son of God has risen. Amen. And the presence of the Lord is in this place. And if you'll worship Him, and you'll praise Him, and you'll reach out to Him, you don't have to leave out that door the same way you came in. Because old things will pass away, and all things will be made new.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I am the praise Alpha and the Omega. Amen.
Yes.
If you can just find yourself in His presence, you can have a brand new start.
Yes, sir.
His presence demands a new start.
Yes, sir.
Come on. I said His presence demands a new start.
Yes.
In His presence. His presence.
Yeah.
We find the ending, because I'm going to flip it. He said He was the Alpha and the Omega. We can flip it and not lose any of the meaning. In His presence.
Yeah.
Old things pass away. All things. In His presence, we find the ending of one thing and the beginning of something else.
Yes, sir. Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on. Well, I gotta get something else started before I make. No. In His presence.
Yeah.
Is the ending of one thing and the beginning of something else.
That's good. Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yeah.
Who am I talking to this morning?
Yeah.
That you've been walking through that valley for so long, wondering when is this going to end?
Uh-huh.
Huh? You felt like you were all by yourself. Because maybe you didn't see Him, or maybe you couldn't always feel Him the way you wanted to. Huh? And you wondered, God, is it ever going to, am I ever going to step out? I'm talking to somebody this morning that's dealing with depression. Anxiety.
Preach, Brother Danny.
And fear. And you wonder, God, when am I going to step out of this darkness?
Yeah.
I love You. I've never turned my back on You. But I feel like I'm all alone.
Yeah. Come on.
God sent me here this morning to tell you old things are passed away.
Uh-huh.
Behold, all things are made new.
Yeah.
I don't share much anymore the story that I feel pricked in my heart to share. Several years ago, I walked through, many years, Gigi will correct me if I get it wrong, but I know at least 5 years of depression. I was pastoring a church. I was laying hands on people. I was leading people to Christ. And I would go home and crawl in my bed and ask God to let me die. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Come on.
I walked through that for years. Anxiety so bad that I constantly stayed on my phone with somebody. I'm sure my friends got tired because I had such anxiety during the day. I almost could not function. And I would walk my yard and I would ask God, where are you at? You're all I have. One morning at 3 o'clock in the morning, after having contemplated suicide, after trying to figure out how many Ambien it would take to cause me to go to sleep and never wake up, after putting a gun in my mouth. Say, you would tell us that? Yeah, I will tell you that because I'm trying to reach somebody.
Yeah.
One morning at 3 o'clock in the morning, I woke up and Jesus was standing at the end of my bed. And He said, it's time to come out.
Uh-huh.
And I slipped out of bed at 3 o'clock in the morning, went in the bathroom and washed my face and came back and laid down in the bed. And I slept for the first time in 5 years between 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock. Come on. Hello.
Thank you, Lord.
That next morning I got up and the sun was shining for the first time in all those years.
Yeah.
Come on. For the first time in all that time, I was able to begin to function. I was able to begin to make decisions. I hadn't gone to a wedding, a high school, a graduation, a birthday party, or anything for 5 years. I was still loving the Lord and I was still going to make it to heaven, I believe. But I was depressed and I was burdened.
Yeah.
But one morning the sun came up. Amen. Yeah. Old things passed away. And behold, all things have made new. I'm wondering this morning, who am I talking to that you are walking down that dark road that you have been struggling and fighting and putting up with it, and you wondered, oh God, how much longer? This morning God is saying, in the beginning I was there, and now that we are at the end, I am here. And from this day forward, you will mark this day as a new beginning. Tomorrow is not coming. It's not coming tomorrow. It is here today.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
I said, amen. Chris, would you come? Amen.